You are now listening to the Wits and Podcast.
You know, guys, sometimes we forget about the true meaning of Christmas. And we think about all the toys and the Adventures in Oz albums, the turkey, the Christmas traditions, the fun of Christmas, and we forget what truly happened at Christmas, and what the true story of Christmas is all about at times. We are all guilty of doing it, and sometimes we, like Whit, go like a house of fire.
Whit, sometimes I'm not sure about that boy.
Look, help me lock up everything, will you, Tom?
Okay.
I'll get the lights.
Okie dokie. Whoo-wee! Look at that snow.
That does it for the lights.
Wait a minute, Whit.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Just stop for a minute and take a look.
Well, what am I looking at?
The lights. The snow. The quietness.
It's beautiful, Tom.
John Avery Whittaker. Now, I want you to stop for a minute. You're going like a house of fire. And it's just not like you to get so caught up in this Christmas rush. Well?
You're right, Tom. You're right. I need to practice what I preach and remember what Christmas is all about. Thanks.
That's better.
And let's we all need to do something very important. We need to stop and remember what the true Christmas season is all about, because it's the same old story and it never grows old. From Bethlehem to Calvary and to the two more heroes. Because, like I said, it's the same old story that never grows old.
A baby in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. Little town called Bethlehem, you know how the story goes. The shepherds and the wise men came to praise a newborn king, God's gift 2,000 years ago still makes his children sing.
It's the same old story.
Down through the ages, the message of God's Son, it's been told a million times, every nation, every tongue. The gift of life eternal for all.
Same old story that never grows.
listening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone astray is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "I am married." We'll say, "No, man." But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we've made, walking in a winter wonderland. Snowman, and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though the snow stops a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Miss Lisa with you.
Calvary. case, it was clear that I was guilty from the look on my face. I was sure of my sentence and resigned to my fate. Then the judge made it certain, and I was led away. Then the blood cried out, I must be set free. Hell of my praise is a reserve for the one who led me astray to the cross, where my freedom was won. Then the blood cried out, I must be set free. Hell
did not look at Goliath.
Goliath.
Logan. Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. But they searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, hallelujah. His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nails scarred. His side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Death's chill waters I'll soon be crossing, but his hand will lead me safe.
Well, everyone, there wasn't too many comments on episode 31, just very few, Emily said, "I really enjoyed the idea of being all three of us." Okay, and Jen said, "Yay, us again." The player, who is actually Hannah, said, "I will definitely listen to it soon." And she also added a P.S. Don't forget to check out our newest podcast at playhouseoftheairwaves.blogspot.com. That's all the comments I had. And actually, as you will recall, those of you who listened to episode 31, which Jeremy and Travis get the impression are kind of behind, but yeah. And I'm pretty sure Cody's heard it, but yeah. Anyway, you all heard, I believe it was Jen that mentioned about whether 8 months was one season or something to that effect. But anyway, yeah, actually, everybody has their own deal as far as what a season is. And Adventures in Odyssey, a season of Adventures in Odyssey is 12 episodes. And, well, for me, new seasons for me are going to be every 30 episodes. And, so, I'm getting there. Working on season 2. It's kind of fun, but yeah. Then, like may as well say it now, it saddens me to say that, Jeremy and, Travis will, for the time being, no longer be doing the What's In podcast, but, we can still listen to the Best Small Town podcast when they put it up, but that's another story for another time. So, yeah. Well, guys, it's time for the shout-outs. Let's start with the Electric Palace message boards at tepm.forumotion.net. Because it's a place where noobs of all ages can just be noobs. How about the What's In podcast? At thewhatsinpodcast.blogspot.com. Well, you can join Regis Blackbeard as he brings you the best of Adventures in Odyssey. You can also visit the Odyssey Fan website at www.odysseyfan.com. And last but certainly not least, you can also visit the Ceiling Fan podcast at ceilingfan.blogspot.com. And don't forget to drop us a line at mjkidsot.yahoo.com.
To be.
Oh, wait, Mom! Oh,
it's great. Oh,
Connie.
So excited.
Well, how are the plans coming, Connie?
Great. I got my dress today. It's perfect.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, my little girl.
Oh, Mommy.
Oh, where's Mitch?
He's in class. We're meeting him for dinner tonight.
Oh, it'll be good to see him again.
Well, so how are the rest of the preparations coming? Anything we can do?
Well, we need to find a photographer, a florist, a baker, and a pastor. But other than that, great.
You need a pastor?
Yeah, Mitch's pastor isn't available.
Oh, how interesting. Because I just happened to pick one up on the way over.
What?
Come on in, George.
George?
Hi, Connie.
Oh, Mr. Barkley!
George!
Hi.
It's so good to see you, Connie.
What are you doing here?
I'm in D.C. this week for a conference and to visit Jimmy. He lives here now.
Little Jimmy lives in D.C.?
Not so little Jimmy lives in D.C. So when Whit told me about the wedding, I just had to come see you.
Oh, does that mean you'll marry us?
I'd be honored.
Oh, that's
this
great.
This is great.
We'll help you with your bag.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, come on, Mom. Come and see my dress.
All right.
Oh.
Jimmy? Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Where have you been?
Before I tell you, I gotta say something. What I did today was really, really stupid. I spent all my savings and I disobeyed what you told me to do. I don't know why I did it, except that I just wanted to do what I wanted to do instead of doing what you told me to do. What I'm trying to say is, I deserve the punishment I'm gonna get. And, well, what is it?
We'll talk about your punishment later. Right now, I want you to come here so I can give you a hug.
I'm sorry, Dad. I'm so sorry.
I know. I know. Why did you wait so long to come home?
When I knew I stayed out too late, I was scared. I thought you wouldn't want me to come home.
Jimmy, you're my son. I may punish you when you do something wrong, but that doesn't mean I don't love you. No matter what happens, you can always come home.
I know that. Now. I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son. I love you too.
How'd it go?
It was amazing. You know, God does the strangest things at rallies like that. I've never seen so many grown men cry in my life.
Wow. Sorry I missed it.
You know, I thought a lot about you there. One of the speakers talked about fathers and sons and used Jesus' story about the prodigal son. I remember the time when you ran away and spent all your money on Zappazoids.
I can't believe you remember that.
Hey, I'm your father. It's my duty to remind you of the embarrassing moments in your life.
Yeah, I remember. Remember how scared I was, and remember thinking that you weren't going to love me anymore.
As if that were ever possible. Well, I guess it's my turn to go through. Anything you want me to tell your mother?
Just that I love her.
All right. You know, she was so jealous that I got to see you and she didn't. But we'll be back in November.
Great. Yeah.
So, are you too much of a man with that goatee to give me a big hug goodbye?
Not at all.
Could you please move on through, sir?
Sure, sorry. Oh, is that me? It must be my watch. Jimmy, send me some of your articles, okay?
Okay.
Go back through, please.
All right, okay.
Step over here, please.
Yes, sir, sure.
Bye, Jimmy.
Wait.
What?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can I come with you?
What? To where?
Back to Pokenberry.
Are you wearing a pacemaker? Do you have any artificial limbs?
No. Ow! Be careful with that stick.
Sorry.
Jimmy, I don't understand.
Could you take off your shoes?
Sure. Jimmy, what do you mean?
I want to come home.
Well, what about your job?
Well, that's something we need to talk about.
You're clear. Proceed.
All right, thank you. Can I go back this way now?
Yes, but you'll have to go through screening again.
That's fine.
No, Dad, don't do that. No, it's no big deal. Maybe I'll come home in a couple weeks. Just, you know, go on and get your flight.
Jimmy, what's going on?
I would really like to come home sometime, Dad, that's all. Can I still do that?
You can always come home.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you're gonna miss your flight.
I don't care. Son, you didn't spend all your money on Zappazoids again, did you?
Something like that.
Come on. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. It's about time.
This episode has been brought to you by Rock and Ranger Studios in partnership with KMAP Studios. And remember, the best is yet to come.